Is the wind blowing in or out at Wrigley?
Sorry, Mike.
I'm rolling.
Okay.
Good question about the wind. Let me
see. Gotta know if the wind is blowing out at Wrigley Field.
If it if it's blowing out, all bets are off. How does that work, Bill? What if it's blowing in?
There's winds. I mean, I think it's like, did the NFL have like kicking records? If it was like over a certain amount of wind, it didn't count. Isn't that a thing in sports? If there's like a certain amount of difference in, you know, like what's going on climactically or climatically? Is it climatically?
Christ, we're going to get lost in this guy's head.
I think it's climatic.
He's just going to keep asking questions. He's just going to keep asking questions.
Climatically.
There it is.
It's climatically.
Yeah, because climactically would be something different. You know, words, it's those things where just a letter here, a letter there means totally different things. And some words that sound the same mean totally different things too. Two, for example, there's three of those. T-O, T-O-O, T-W-O. They all mean different things.
Right. T-O means Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fourth
thing. Timeout.
That's a fifth thing.
Timeout.
You guys, it means all sorts of things.
T-O, baby. I guess I'll just see which direction the flags are pointing.
We never got an answer, but we did get a glimpse.
It is the Windy City. Yeah. I mean,
we got a glimpse.
That's true. That's true. And the announcers told us yesterday, Dan, first thing you do when you go to Wrigley, look to see which way the flags are blowing, even when you're driving in. We heard that from multiple broadcasters yesterday, so it must be true.
Billy, did you enjoy Boog on the broadcast?
What a pleasant surprise that was, huh? Boog and Chip are doing it. Boog and Chip are really good together. I was surprised that that was a broadcast team that made its way to a Marlins playoff series in the first round against the Cubs, because there's lots of big-time matchups in the first round, and I didn't think that the Marlins and the Cubs would get the ABC Boog Chipper treatment.
How could that be? Why were the Marlins? Is it because of the Cubs? It is because of the Cubs, right?
I think it's because it was on ABC, so if there's on ABC, more people you'd think would be watching.
No, but I was asking, why was that game on ABC?
Samson said that the New York... Actually, the RSNs, the Regional Sports Network, baseball was up 5%. Nationally, their numbers were down because they were nationally going up against like football and big basketball games. But the RSNs are up 5%. And he said because of New York's interest in Derek Jeter and Don Mattingly, they actually turned out to watch the Marlins. So it's kind of like the obvious choice, given that the Yankees were the primetime game.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the big games you put on at night, but they have to choose one of the earlier games to put on there. So this is just, you know, why, you know, because America loves an underdog. That's why. Because people want to root for something. Because Mariah Carey is trying to start this whole Marlins thing, and we're not going to let it happen, Mariah. You're off the bandwagon.
I thought America loves an underdog, but now it seems as though America is upset that an underdog is in the NBA Finals. It's crazy. Everyone's just handing the Lakers the trophy.
Well, when the underdog lays an egg in game one.
Oh, understood. Right. Jalen Rose is saying this would have never happened if they seeded 1 through 16, which sort of ignores the fact that Miami eliminated the best team in the sport in five games. I don't really understand why. I know this is a content factory, but do we really have to take a dump on the team that lost game one and say what an awful finals matchup it is? Just say the Lakers are really good.
Do we have an actual idea of if Mariah Carey has ever thought about the Miami Marlins ever in her entire life? Do you think she knows what the Miami Marlins are?
She's writing books about them now.
That is a great question, Tony. Put it on the poll, Billy, at Lebatard Show. Has Mariah Carey ever thought about the Miami Marlins in her entire life? The thing that Mike brings up that is interesting about the Heat, though, is nobody would be doing this if the Milwaukee Bucks had advanced to the finals.
That's the matchup everyone wanted to see, versus LeBron.
But what I'm saying is, if after one game Milwaukee lost by whatever 20 points and it was down 30, like, you're doing this to Miami, I think, because they're hurt, I would assume, right? You're not just assuming that's a five seed that can't match up.
I don't really think, look, nationally, you're gonna have a hard time convincing somebody how important Goran Dragic is, really. So if the same kind of injuries happen to, say, the Lakers' top three players, I think they'd be getting extended a bit more benefit of the doubt. It's a little unfortunate right now, but yeah, people are just upset at the Nuggets and Heat for ruining these marquee series, but it's not like the worst team won in those series.
You're doing this to Miami because they got blown out, and it looks like they're so banged up that Solomon Hill might actually have to start.
No one
wants to see that.
I actually have an interesting Mariah Carey nugget. This comes from my days interning at what was at, well, the Panthers Arena. It's changed names so many times. I was an intern there, and I was an intern there during a lockout season. And there were a lot of concerts that came through there. That's how they tried to make their money. And so I would go backstage a lot, and I would sort of know like all the ridiculous writers that artists had. Mariah's writer at the time had a very odd request of filling like one of the tubs with chocolate.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the tubs with chocolate.
Wow. What type of chocolate? Milk chocolate?
I'm not exactly sure if it was like a syrupy chocolate. That was just one of the things that I heard from the people that were, you know, in the hospitality part of the production.
Sounds like Dan's heaven.
Yeah. So I remember being there while Madonna was there, and Madonna's dressing room would have like this weird scarf on the entranceway, and every 5 minutes, someone would come out and Febreze the scarf.
I have a question about Mariah Carey's song. So she wrote this about Derek Jeter.
My All.
And it's complimentary.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, the lyrics are, I'd give my all just to have one more night with you. I'd give my life to feel your body next to mine, and I can't go on. That's just off the top of my
head. No one's shocked, right? Like, to me, it's the least shocking thing that Derek Jeter would be exceptional at the lovemaking thing. Like
I guess I'm always kind
of candles. Kinda, like I feel like he does everything.
I'm kind of surprised by it, because when you reach that level of fame, Derek Jeter doesn't necessarily have to try to impress you, right?
Right.
Those are bonus points. The prize of bagging a Derek Jeter is that you've been with Derek Jeter, right?
Yes.
I mean, that is bonus points by being Derek Jeter and sensual.
But I don't think Derek Jeter views it as, hey, you're getting an opportunity to be with Derek Jeter, and that is enough. I think he takes this very seriously. He has a reputation to uphold, and I think he is the greatest lovemaker of our generation. I do.
What? that's the take.
I mean, anyone else in sports that you could see? Just like,
I also think you have to keep
it. A-Rod?
You have to apply the context of like when they were actually together. Derek Jeter was absolutely very famous, but at the time, not as famous as Mariah Carey.
No.
So in that equation, it's really like Mariah Carey is the headliner there at that time. Now, since then, I probably All I Want for Christmas is still a banger. So that's number one every year. Mariah Carey's still like the bigger global star, no doubt.
Was that one of the Derek Jeter songs or no?
No. There were two, though. What was the other one? There was My All and there was another one that she revealed was
Who's All I Want for Christmas about?
Yeah, that's a good one to have in your in your arsenal.
Well, I think that she did a cover version, so she didn't write All I Want for Christmas. She just put her own spin on it. Right. So
it's about someone.
It could very well be about Derek Jeter. Another songwriter had an experience with Derek Jeter, but it just wasn't about Mariah's experience with Derek Jeter. That's for sure.
Like, I think Tom Brady looks like an exceptional lovemaker. What am I doing?
Are you just listing guys that you personally think are handsome?
No, that would take the experience of lovemaking to a whole new level. Like, it's not just let's take our clothes off and have sex. They are doing it and doing it right. I'm telling you, candles, bath, fragrances, all of it. Tony, you seem to be agreeing with me.
I like the candles and bath portion of Brady coming in and being like, hey, I'm here. It's a weird visual.
It is weird. Sorry.
Mariah first met Derek Jeter at a dinner party in 1997. So Derek wasn't Derek that time. He was a World Series champion, but he wasn't the superstar.
Who has dinner parties? Like, celebrities have dinner parties where they're like other celebrities? Is that still going on
Jimmy
now?
Jimmy Kimmel famously has big dinner parties.
Really?
Yeah. Big Hollywood types. So My All is about risking her life to have a night with Jeter in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow. Talk about sensuality.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And there was a Carrie sings on the chorus of The Roof. This is courtesy of Uproxx, by the way. I'm reading directly from this website. I don't recall the song The Roof. Every time I feel the need, I envision you caressing me. And I go back in time to relive the splendor of you and I on the rooftop that rainy night. She says that she shared a kiss with Derek Jeter on the rooftop of said dinner party.
Wow. The captain.
You know, when I was a little kid, and Mariah Carey was, she was like this big ballad singer, right? And she, was it Fantasy? where she had the remix with ODB. Roy, what was the song that with ODB? Do you remember the remix?
I think it was Fantasy, yeah.
All right, so like ODB has a line in the remix. He's like, yeah, this is a Fantasy remix. Me and Mariah go back like babies and pacifiers. I was very young, and I'm still discovering who ODB was and rap music as a whole. I took it literally. I thought for like 5 years later that ODB was Mariah Carey's cousin, that they were just like Muppet babies in a playpen growing up together. So I'm embarrassed to admit that.
So he had fantasies about his cousin?
No. I don't think Fantasy was... she was a big singer-songwriter at the time, but I think maybe that song was probably written for her because that was a big crossover radio hit. Like, oh, she can have dancey songs.
Billy, 55 degrees, Chicago, winds blowing out 11 miles per hour right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. All bets are off?
All bets are off today, I think.
House money game, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if it's a house money game, if it's a three-game series. You can tell.
Starling's available, too.
No, it's a house money game. Yeah. You lose, you stay in Chicago.
Yeah, but if you lose, you're also a game away from elimination. So a three-game series really changes the math. I don't think you can afford house money when you only have, like, a 1-0 lead.
It's not a ton of house money, but it's house money nonetheless.
It's, I mean, like one chip? Like
there's
like,
only one team playing today of the two where if they lose, they go home.
How much? Like
technically, Chicago, if they lose, they stay home, but they lose and go home.
You're like backing up your bet at the craps table, basically, right now, because you're feeling pretty good, right?
Exactly right.
But
yes.
Just like with two chips.
Right. Yes.
Man, I miss craps. I want to go back to Vegas. I want to go anywhere. When can we go places?
Where would you go if you can go anywhere right now? Because I miss going away, too.
I would like to go to a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
There's one right across the street.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, just a cold beer in my hand.
Right. When do you think we'll be able to...
fond of Puerto Rico.
I would like to go to I've never been to Puerto Rico. Billy, have you been to Puerto Rico?
I have.
Your thoughts?
It's nice. I like Puerto Rico.
Yeah?
It's a nice place.
Are there nice vistas?
Yeah, there are. There's rainforest. If you want to go into a rainforest, El Yunque.
You mentioned that you've never actually been to California. What's the furthest west that you've been?
I think Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Is Jonesboro more west than Chicago? Because you went to Chicago, right?
I've been to Chicago twice.
Well, if you draw a straight line, I'm so bad at knowing, because you could draw like a straight line from Cleveland to Miami. It doesn't feel that way. But Miami is like sneaky west because parts of Florida are in, central time, which is just wild. So is Jonesboro, Arkansas more west than Chicago? I don't think so.
Huh. Parts of Florida are western or Midwest?
Or central time. Yeah.
Or central? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Like what part?
I think once you get to like the Tallahassee portion of the panhandle.
So it's 11:08 right now in Tallahassee?
Either Tallahassee or just a little bit west of it, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pensacola would be in central time.
Because I would drive from Miami to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and my phone would change. And that's how I was like, whoa, I had no idea. It was like sort of finding out that ODB and Mariah Carey were cousins. It was just like shocking to me.
Billy, I'm loving these baseball playoffs. The fact that it's 12:09 and we have a baseball game on right now, and you have a game starting at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, take a little break, 7:30, then we go again. You know, it's crazy.
It's convenient for us, but if I had a 9-to-5, I'd be pissed if I was watching the Marlins all season and missed both of their playoff games so far because it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But I love that baseball has stumbled upon something here, which I think could be something that works moving forward. More teams, more rounds, more games. I think it's great. I really do. This has been the most enjoyable baseball season for me in a long time simply because it's been the shortest.
I'm trying to look at pictures. See if this person lied to me about Mariah Carey in the chocolate bathtub.
I'm tired.
I found a picture of her in a bathtub of candy while she was promoting candy.
Makes sense.
She in a bathtub of glitter when she had that whole glitter phase?
No, I still haven't watched that movie. I want to watch that movie. I've heard that movie's terrible.
Roy, how's glitter?
Oh, should I know? I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch it? Yeah.
You've seen glitter.
What's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
I don't know.
Were you asking Roy that? I mean, who?
I'm asking. I'm just posing it to the audience.
I'll tell you. I gotta look it up though.
She had a pretty decent song with Bone Thugs. God, I love Bone Thugs.
Are we talking about features or just a her song?
like a song that she's in. What, One Sweet Day with Boys to Men?
Be My Baby, I guess.
Shooby-Doo? Well, it honestly might be All I Want for Christmas.
Roy, what was the one you said?
Always Be My Baby.
Always Be My Baby. Yeah,
that's a Shooby-Doo.
That's the best one. She is singing that. She has like a flannel shirt on. It's tied in a knot. And she's running through a field.
We all had a crush on that Mariah.
Yeah.
Tommy Mottola made her look so innocent and adorable, but then after the divorce and Rooftop with Derek Jeter, she became like a vixen.
Right.
Yeah, and she really upped the sex appeal because she was like the girl next door.
I thought she looked better in that first video.
Oh, that's my favorite version of Mariah.
Yes.
The sweet girl next door wearing the tied-up flannel shirt.
Yes. Jean shorts, running through a field, singing.
Shooby-doop-doop-doo-dow. Shooby-doop. Doobie-doop-dee-dop-da-dow. Man, she got hits. Does she have more hits than any songstress? Let me see. That's Rihanna now.
Whitney Houston. No?
Rihanna, I think, is a queen of like number one hits. But digital has changed everything. Drake's bigger than the Beatles historically.
Hmm. You think history will remember Drake as being bigger than the Beatles?
Because there's that saying, it's a cliche. We're bigger than the Beatles. Like we're Do you think like generations from now they'll be saying
there'll be Drake mania?
Yeah, we're bigger than Drake. Yeah, Beatle mania. That's right. I don't think so.
How did we end up here?
I don't know.
Mariah Carey.
Here we are.
How do we get out of here?
Bathtub full of chocolate. Yeah.
Bathtub full of chocolate.
I want to go to Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii.
So have I. I actually saw the 2011 Heat lose to the Mavericks in Waikiki Beach at a bar that I couldn't get into because I was too young. The thing was, it was daytime, but it was nighttime in Miami. It was all weird, but I lost.
That's bad. I was at a Las Vegas sports book when, to the surprise of no one, when the Heat lost to the Mavericks, but it was my bachelor party. That was sad. Screaming at Eddie House.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Man, and people hated that Heat team. So it was not fun wearing Heat garb at the time. Boy, these Lakers fans are very mean.
But so are we.
Yeah, like once we win, but I'm keeping the receipts. Because if we get an improbable Game 2 victory, I'm coming for people.
You should also keep track of the Heat, Heat fans, supposed Heat fans who are jumping off the bandwagon. Just keep track of that.
I kind of resigned myself because Stan Van Gundy made the best point today. It's like Anthony Davis isn't getting shorter. It seems to be a bit of a problem. I've kind of resigned myself to maybe this series is over, especially with the injuries. That changes stuff. I still feel really good about my team. I think they're a year ahead of schedule, and now they've got the pain, the suffering that teams in this spot need. You've really inflated, maybe in some cases, people's trade value because of these marquee games. So I think only good things for the Miami Heat now.
All right, I'm going.
Going where? You got to stick around. We got to take that thing.
Yeah, but I want to eat beforehand.
Okay. Cool. The post-game show is going to be an 80-minute-long post-game show meandering.
Is it really?
No, it's over.
Oh. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Later, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody, goodbye.
See you, Bill.